Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Bonita No Inteligente, aka Pretty Not Smart, with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, aka the baddest perra. We're back for our second episode, you guys.
Second episode, we just started.
We all just started all over again.
I was like, what?
Everything was like a Mandela effect.
We don't exist.
Everyone's like, what is this? A new podcast?
No, dude, imagine like Louis was a girl and I was the boy.
Maybe I look the same.
just kidding. Have to put on a little wig.
No, literally.
Imagine I'm the baddest, like the baddest perra is a girl.
You'd be like the baddest gatita.
Ew, imagine my favorite color was purple.
What do you mean, ew, bitch? It's all pretty. It's no, all royal.
Pink is so pretty, bitch. Oof. I want to live in a pink world.
That's boring. You guys, for today's episode, we were looking at some of the topics that you guys wanted us to talk about. And we saw quite a few of y'all asking for like our craziest fan encounters.
Yeah.
And then I saw a few talking about like stalker stories.
Ooh.
So I kind of want to see these are like the same, like under the same umbrella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because some of the stories that I have are a little crazy.
Do you have crazy ones?
Yeah. Not like insanely crazy, but more just like, bitch, like I was shook that it happened.
Okay. Have you told me about them before?
I don't know if I have. I kind of want to say no.
Okay. I think I have too, but it was a long time ago, so you probably don't remember. I'm scared.
But before we get into that, do you have a word of the century?
No.
Ho. Why?
I do have one. The book.
Well, then what
is
it?
Of course I have one.
A stalker.
Ooh, but no. All right. The word of the century today is given to us by Pink Barbie Dreamhouse. Oh, I like that username.
Pink Barbie Dreamhouse.
Pink Barbie Dreamhouse. She said, make Louis spell gynecologist.
Ew. How about you, gang?
Do you know what a gynecologist
no.
is? Is a nanny doctor for girls. Our nannies, our vagina.
Oh, I was like, nanny? I was like, I don't get it.
It's our vagina doctor.
Never heard about
it's
that
word. It's
just
like women's health and stuff.
How do you say it again?
Gynecologist.
I can't even say it.
Gyna. Like vagina.
Uh-huh.
Gynecologist. There you go. You graduated. I mean, hold on, because I don't even know what the fuck. Okay.
G-A-I-N-A-C. Wait, no, where the fuck did I get
it? That was so off.
Gynecologist.
Gynecologist. Guy.
Oh, G-U-Y. What? No?
No, I'll cover it. Oh, G-U-Y.
You said guy.
Okay, sure, babes.
No, I'm over it.
Gynecologist. G-Y.
Bitch.
N-E-C-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
You lost me at Y. I don't even
gynecologist.
Know. Block that person.
Sorry, Pink Barbie Dreamhouse.
Ew, I hated that one.
That one was hard, even
you said
for me.
Guy, well, G-U-Y.
Yeah, I guess I fucked up by saying that.
Stupid.
You still weren't even close to it, though.
I would have never gotten that one. I don't care how many degrees
when
I have.
Are you going to have words for me to spell? You're boring.
Maybe next season.
Do you know how to spell stalker?
S-T-A-L. Wait, what the fuck? No.
Oh,
there's no.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really? K-E-R?
Yeah, it's
really?
With a, stalker.
Stalker. I was like, why the fuck did I throw an L in there? But there's a
no,
L.
Yeah, there's an
stalker.
L. See, you automatically knew. Have you been reading books?
No, I've been doing stalking. Imagine.
Next, I need to know.
That's all how I knew. I'm like, how to stalk someone.
Ew.
But since we're in the topic of stalking, so the first one that I'll share with you that happened to me, I guess you could say it was like a stalker moment. So I can tell whenever somebody's following me in a car. And I want you guys to know this right now. if you ever see me out in public and I'm driving, do not follow me in your car, because you don't understand how scary that is. Because I get it from your guys' POV. Like, if you're, like, following me, you want to, like, just, I don't know, I guess stop me somewhere for a picture.
Yeah.
But from my POV, you guys, I also get anxious really easily. But, I mean, there's shit in my personal life that scares me, thinking about a random person following me.
Yeah.
But I also think about, like if it is one of my perras that's following me, it makes me anxious because, in another story that I'll share with you after, some people have almost crashed following me in their car.
Oh my God.
And almost crashed into me following me in their car. So it just, I don't like when people follow me while they're driving. And then also, I just don't know if it's also like a random person just trying to do something to me.
Yeah, that's what would freak me out.
Yeah, so just if you ever see me out in the car, you can wave hi. It'll be cute. But like, don't like purposely follow me. Like, that'll freak me
to your house. Like, where is he?
Well, that's where the story's going.
Oh, shit.
So I remember this one time I was driving home. And I can tell when a car is like following me. Because I want to say when I'm driving in general, I'm very...
Attentive.
Because my one of my biggest fears is getting in a car accident.
Me too.
So I'm always hella attentive. Like, even if the light's green, I'm looking all four fucking ways because I'm really scared, knock on wood. But
yeah.
I can usually tell when a car's following me. Especially in my new car. You know how you have a rear view mirror?
Yeah.
My rear view mirror is a camera. So I can really see if, like, it's so good that I can see people's facial expressions.
It's like HD vibes.
Yeah. Like, I can see, or like, a lot of people always take pictures of my car so I can see, like, when they have their phone. But, yeah. So I'm always very cautious when I'm driving. I remember this one time there was this car that was going pretty fast and it was just behind me. Every time I'd switch lanes, they'd switch lanes. Every time, like, I'd turn right, they'd turn right. And I was like, oh, this fucking car is following me. And then I can kind of see from a camera, it was two girls and they were like, I could kind of tell they were like excited. And they kept like following me behind. I was like, oh, shells, like they're probably following me to like ask me for a picture or something. But I was about to get home and I was going into, this is where I used to live. So I was going into my community. And then I was like, wait, if they follow me into like my community, then I know they're following me. So when I was about to turn, they start turning. And then I was like, bitch.
Oh, hell no.
So not only was I anxious because I was trying to figure out like who was following me, why they were following me. But then I just, I feel like for me, you just draw a line when you're like going home.
Yeah, like, I don't think, it's so different.
Yeah, like I was like, babe, don't follow me home. So when I was going into my community, I was hoping that they'd be like, oh, fuck, he's going to go home. Like, let me not.
And it kind of got worse. Like
they still followed me into the community. Oh, and that's when I was like, babe. So the community that I used to live in, you guys, it was almost like a maze. Like, I already knew that community, like, the back of my brain. So
I still get lost. Like, yeah. When I used to live there, todavía me perdía like crazy.
Even my mom, like, now that, because she lives, like, around that same community, she's like, if I don't have my GPS, I don't know how to get out of this fucking community.
Yeah, it's a maze in there.
And also, the community is very, like, slow paced. So there's never really cars driving crazy or nothing like that. But I remember I went to my community and I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, I'm about to go home and I don't want people to know where I live.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to lose the car here in the community. So because I know like the community from the back of my brain, I was like kind of taking all these crazy turns and they were still following me.
Ew,
and
stepping on it. So scary.
Yeah. And I was like, what the heck? So then at that point, I wasn't thinking like, oh, somebody who wants to ask me for a picture. I was thinking more like, they want to do something bad to me. They want to
do something to your car. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Because I was like, okay, like for a picture is a little crazy, girl. Yeah. And I was you know how they always say, I forgot how the saying is, but if you ever feel like a car is following you, to take four right turns or something like that.
Oh,
and
that's how
you'll
know.
Because I think you end up in a circle and that's how you know somebody's following you. So I did that and they're right behind me still.
Oh my God.
And I was like, bitch, I was like, okay, now I'm getting scared. Cause what if it's not for a picture and they want to do something to me?
It's giving me anxiety.
Yeah. Imagine me driving, bitch.
Oh, I would have cried.
So I was like driving around and then I ended up losing them. And then next thing you know, I'm driving through a street and I see them like we're both kind of I'm on one side of the street and they're on the other side and we're both going the same direction.
Yeah.
But I'm driving kind of slow now because I'm trying to see if like where they were at. But if I lost them, bitch. So we're both driving on the opposite ends of the road and we see each other. And as soon as they see that, they reverse and they go back straight to come to me.
I'm so sorry. But how at that point do you not realize that like he's trying to get away from you?
I was trying to like hide. I was like, wait, I'm fucking scared right now.
Like if you can tell that like he's making all of these turns, like how in your right mind aren't you like, oh, I think I'm making him uncomfortable. Yeah. Let me not pursue this.
Yes.
Ew, that's so weird.
Yeah, and like, I was just really, at the moment I saw them go back and go that way, I got really fucking scared. I was that's like, really oh my scary. Fucking God. And I ended up stepping on it and I got out of my community. I don't even know where the fuck I went, but I basically parked somewhere where like you couldn't really see me.
Okay.
Like behind these bushes. And I wait there for a few minutes and I was like, my heart was fucking pounding. Oh, and the next thing you know, I see the car also getting out of the community and then just leaving.
Oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
Bitch. And I was, well, one, I was scared as fuck. Two, I was anxious. And three, like, I was really angry. So I was like, oh my God, if they find me and they like just ask me for a picture, I'm gonna be like, bitch. Like, yeah. Don't ever do that again because I'm so fucking scared right now.
For real.
And yeah, so that happened. I think this was like, maybe a year and a half ago or two.
Oh, damn. Not that long ago.
But I will say, I know there's a lot of people who will be like, well, bitch, like, because I know I have purple cars.
Yeah.
So I know people always be like, well, bitch, you make your fucking cars purple, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not a welcome to come stalk me.
To come follow me.
Follow
yeah,
me to
like,
my house.
Okay, this is my purple car, but it doesn't say, hey, yeah, follow me wherever the fuck you yeah. want because you know it's me.
And I was like whether no. I was the baddest perra or not, my car would be purple. Like, yeah. it's un gusto que tengo and I like it. But the thing is, like, I'm not saying, like, if you see me out in public, don't ask me for a picture. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I love taking pictures with you guys. Yeah. But, like, just following me home and shit,
that's
like, that
extra.
Was really scary. Because I definitely run into a lot of you perras because of my cars. And I don't mind it. Like, every time I'm at the store, somebody would be like, bitch, I saw your car outside and I knew you were in here. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But, like, I took a picture with it and shit like that.
Yeah, and I've been with him, too, where, like, we're in the freeway and people see us and
they just
wave
hi. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's fine. That's cute. Like, we'll keep it. But as long as it doesn't turn into something scary,
like going
or
to my house or like literally following every direction that he goes yeah, into, that's scary.
That one's scared though.
It kind of reminded me of like, you know how celebrities, people think that just because they're celebrities, they don't have boundaries. They don't have personal space.
Oh, like they're just like, well, you wanted to be online.
Well, you wanted to be a celebrity.
Or you wanted to be a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're in the public eye. Yeah. Those type of vibes. Because celebrities have no, like, I feel like they have no privacy. They're paparazzi's all up in their grill.
Yeah.
So maybe because people see you as like an influencer, they're like, well, you wanted purple cars. You want to be an influencer? I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, I've definitely had people, nobody really like our age. It's always like señoras. I've had that thrown to my face a few times. Like, andale, usted quería ser famoso, ahora se chinga. And I'm like, bitch, that doesn't mean you get to
disrespect.
Do all this crazy shit.
Yeah, you still respect humans. Like, that's just common knowledge, my loves.
Yeah, because I mean, I could see, like, I definitely have my moments where I've been really excited to like see somebody, but I don't think I'd ever follow them home. Like, that's something else.
Yeah, and I feel like at your house is where you should feel your safest.
That's my safe
like
place.
That's your little sanctuary. Like, that's Louis's cuadrito where nobody should go and attempt to bother his cuadrito unless he welcomes you in there.
Yeah,
you know, with anybody like that. Mm-hmm. That's just like a normal thing.
And like, even where I used to live right there and then where I live now, I guess a lot of my neighbors know me and like the baddest perra, but it makes me feel like so good that they don't come knock at my house or do stuff like that.
Aww.
And if they do, like I didn't, for example, where I just moved right now, one of my neighbors just came to introduce herself. She got me like a little like welcoming gift, like super casual, not que ver. And I had no idea that she knew me like that. I just thought like, oh, like neighbor vibes.
Neighbor saying hi.
But I found out through somebody else that like she knows me personally, like as the baddest perra.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me feel like, oh, like I feel safe in my home. And that's
always the goal.
Because she
respected you.
Yeah.
She was just like, hi, welcome. But I'm going to give you your space. That's
yeah, because in
cute.
Watsonville, I mean, I'll get into that story later, but in Watsonville was not like that at all. We had no privacy.
No, Watsonville was something else, bro.
So that's like moving. Every time I move, I'm always like, fuck, like I hope I don't have like people just knocking at my house at random.
Damn, there's so many stories that this like brought up. But one of them that this isn't my crazy story, but right now that you're talking about like Watsonville, and so actually I'll talk about the car one and then I'll go into little Watsonville.
Mm-hmm.
The car one's really short. It was just this one time I was driving in my pink Mercedes. Mm-hmm. That I no longer have. I actually don't have my pink Mercedes anymore. And I was driving my car and then some girl started posting videos of my car, like on social media, mm-hmm. like on TikTok. Like I saw Yoatsi, oh my God. And like, she was following me.
Oh shit.
And then she was just like, leaking what I was doing and like
Moon?
Leaking where I was going.
Okay, that's a stalker.
And you know what's kind of crazy too? That I didn't Pendeja, I did not realize I was getting followed, like, at all.
Me, you're like...
Yeah, I did not realize till people started tagging me in the video. And I was like, oh! And I was like, when the fuck? And yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I did not realize.
She's inside your car.
Dude, so now I feel like I'm, like, very, I mean, observant. Yeah. And if any time I feel like anybody's following me, I'm not... I don't necessarily feel like right away, like, it's a supporter following me. I always think it's, like, a bad guy. Like, yeah. a Roba Chicos or something. Uh-huh. So I'm always like, oh, did he turn? I'm going to turn this way. Like, you know, trying to lose him, I guess.
And I rely a lot. Sorry, not to cut you off. I rely a lot on my little camera and people's reactions because I get scared. So the only thing that makes me like, for example, when those girls were following me, the only reason I was like, okay, maybe they know me is because they were smiling. And they looked like they were like, I almost like kind of like jumping, like jittery. Like, that I was like, okay, they know me. But like you said, like if I didn't have that fucking camera and I couldn't see who was in the car, I probably would have called the cops. Like I was scared. Your car's following me. Yeah.
But the other story from Watsonville. So after I moved out of my parents' house, I moved into another house where it was me and Travis. And it was like a nice little house in a little community. But I'm not exactly sure how, but everybody in Watsonville, a lot of people in Watsonville found out where I lived. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just me and Travis. And, you know, it's a little like it makes me worried. It makes me scared because I have to protect my son at all costs, whatever. But people found out and a lot of things happened in that house. But one of the things that I remember, I was showering upstairs and Travis was like maybe like three.
Yeah.
He was bien chamaquillo. He was three. And I was showering upstairs and I remember I was like, Papi, stay here with me. I left the door open and he was like in the room in front. He was watching TV. We were upstairs together.
Yeah.
And then somebody rang the doorbell. Mm-hmm. But I told Travis, I remember yelling like, Papi, don't open the door. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, mama. But I think they kept ringing the doorbell and Travis goes downstairs and he opened the door.
Bitch.
And then I heard like the door because I had alarms. Oh my God, so I heard like the ding ding. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Travis. And then I was like, what are you doing? Mama. And then he comes upstairs and he left the door open. Like la dejó emparejada. So then I was like, dude, what happened? So immediately I got out of the shower and I check my cameras and I'm watching this whole little episode of two little girls. It's like three girls, three young girls, like maybe like 12 years old. Uh-huh. They come. And they're selling puppies. Supposedly, they're selling puppies. Uh-huh. They have, like, two puppies with them. And they're waiting, like, they're like, no, you ring the doorbell. No, I'll ring the doorbell. Like, they're trying. One of them wants to ring the doorbell, but they're scared.
Yeah. They're, like, and all then fighting.
They finally ring the doorbell, and they're, like, waiting patiently, not knowing that there's cameras right on top.
Yeah.
And when they heard Travis saying, like, mama or something, they were like, oh my god, it's Travis, it's Travis, it's Travis. They're like flipping out because they heard Travis, but I was like, don't open the door. And then he's like, okay, mama, but he still opened the door. And then the girls are like, when they see Travis, they like flip out because obviously they recognize my son from social media. And they're just like, we were selling dogs.
Babe, and Travis is like, give me that shit.
Mama! And then I think that's when he heard me. And they were just like, oh, the girls like heard me too. Because the house was not muy grandota. But they heard and the girls just are like freaking out. But then Travis just leaves the door open and he goes upstairs. And the girls are just kind of like peeking in the house like, hello, anybody there? Hey, like, and then because nobody else came to the door till after I showered, they left.
Oh, thank God they were little girls.
I know, they were little girls. But me asusté because I was like, dude, oh my God, like. People know where I live, and like it's so scary because imagine it wasn't little girls. Yeah. Oh, what the shit.
Fuck is that? Sorry, you guys. We got like an Amber Alert. I hate when I get these.
Oh my God. Oh, it's a flash flood.
Blood warning is in effect for this area
until 6:45 p.m.
Ay, siempre dicen eso.
They always say that. Fucking nothing happens. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order.
Bitch, well, how crazy is this flood? There's no rain.
I know. I see this city. I'm about to go swimming after this, babes.
Is there no rain?
Is there rain? Yeah.
There's not raining. Don't fucking lie.
I mean, let's go outside. But anyways, yeah, I just got like super, super spooked. And dude, imagine. Pinche Travis le dio una pinche regañada. And after that, he never, ever opened the door without my permission again. Ever.
Good. That's scary.
That sounds scary.
He's probably like, let me help her out and open the door.
Yeah, he was all, it was because I'm chiquito. He should have gotten a dog. I was like, thank you.
Imagine you open the door, he has a dog.
He's like, mama, look.
I definitely have a lot of crazy stories in Watsonville. But before I get into this Watsonville stories, I have one that I don't want to forget that I just remembered. So this wasn't like a stalker or nothing like that, but when somebody said crazy like fan encounters or whatever, it reminded me of this one. This was probably one of the scariest ones that I've had. More for like my perra who was asking me for a picture. So this was here in LA. I was driving my, I think it was my Range Rover when I still had my Range Rover.
Oh, cute.
So my purple Range Rover was very llamativa. It was glitter everywhere and it was like really pretty. So I'm driving and these group of girls pull up next to me in the freeway. And this is when I'm already like hella scared, like in the freeway, right?
Okay.
So I had already had a couple encounters where people almost crashed into me or crashed for taking pictures with like of my car in the freeway.
Yeah.
So I remember I was driving and I see this car pull up next to me. And all the windows are rolled down and it's like five girls.
Aww.
And they're all just like, I could hear them like yelling and like waving. So I lowered my window and I was like, hey,
we're like, aww, cute.
Yeah. So I just wave hi. And then the girl that's, all of them are recording, obviously. So I'm just like saying like, hi. But then the girl that's driving starts like recording as she's driving, but she's even looking to the front.
Bitch.
She's straight up looking at me and just like,
no mames.
And I tell her and I was like, no, before I told her, she was like swerving really close into me. And then I was like, so then I was like about to swerve, but there was a car right there. So then I think she saw that like my reaction. And then I was like, no, vayan a chocar. So I told her and then they start laughing. They're like, oh my God, yeah. And I was like, no, like seriously, like be careful.
Yeah.
So they took their videos or whatever. Then they roll up. I roll up my window and then they roll up theirs.
Yeah, yeah, y se acabó.
So that's what I thought. I thought que se acabó. So there's like, we're driving more and the traffic starts slowing down. Y no se me quería ir de al lado. Like they were just right there.
I think I know what's going to happen. LA is so scary.
Yeah. So the traffic starts slowing down and it was pretty slow. Not to the point where you're like, let me put my car in park. But it was like pretty slow. I want to say maybe like 10, 15 miles per hour. Like it slowed down.
Yeah.
And as soon as it slows down, all I hear is get off. And I was like, bitch, they're not about to get off right now. And one of the girls gets off of the car on the freeway.
On the freeway?
On the fucking freeway.
You have got to be kidding
me. Swear to God. And like, I get it. The cars were going really slow.
No.
But my biggest fear is like, there's sometimes cars who aren't paying attention. And like, we were towards the end where like it had just slowed down. So I was like, what if there's a fucking semi, doesn't pay attention? And like, I always, every time it, traffic slows down on the freeway, I always get scared that it's someone's gonna crash and it's gonna be like a domino effect.
So this girl gets
off the car and I was like, so I roll up I roll down my window and I was like, no, I was like, get inside your car. She's that like, I want a fucking picture. And I was like, girl,
hell no, that is the scariest thing.
Like, I was scared for her, but then I was also like, bitch, if something happens to you, people are gonna say it's my fault too, because I wasn't como se dice, I wasn't like entertaining it.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know. I just got so scared. Yeah. So she gets off her car and she, obviously I'm driving. So I have my window down like on the passenger side.
Uh-huh.
So she goes right there and she starts taking pictures. So then I was like, I don't even know if I pose. And it was just like, girl, get in your car. Like, it's not safe, blah, blah. But all four or five of the girls were so happy that I don't think they were like paying attention to what I was saying.
Dude, that is so scary. Because I would have panicked so hard.
I was scared and like, none of them were like, oh shit, like blah, blah, blah. Like, they were all just, they looked like they were
having the time of their life.
But it scared me so much that I was just like, if anything would have happened to you, or like, I don't know, just getting off of your car on the freeway is crazy.
No, Diosito was like, put a protection spell on those girls. Yeah. Because LA, especially LA traffic, is so unpredictable. It's so crazy. I've seen so many cars just like, when it stopped, they're not paying attention and boff, they like hit the car in front of them. Like, oh my God, that's so scary.
Like, I've seen some of the craziest accidents like here in LA. Yeah. So I think that's why I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking scary.
Muchachas, like, está bien que nos quieran conocer, pero don't risk your life like that.
No, for me.
Mis amores, no, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I think that was like definitely one of like the scariest, like,
it's just the way he all smells.
I know. I probably came out all blurry in the picture too.
Remember that time we met Louie, almost got ran over?
Me, for real? No, yeah, but like, I feel like they definitely weren't measuring like how dangerous it was, because they all looked like they were the happiest they had ever been in their lives.
They probably don't even remember that they were in the freeway.
Yeah, literally, she all thought we were like at a McDonald's stop.
They're like stopped somewhere. Yeah.
But yeah, if you ever see me, don't get off your car in the freeway. It's not worth it.
It's not.
Especially if I'm not in glam. I was like, I'm probably going to look so ugly.
He's like, oh, for real.
For real.
I have a scary one.
I want that one.
Like the monkiki que me salió that I told you guys about.
Maybe you had a demon scary. Ask you for a picture.
No.
I took a pic. You were like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. No, okay. So this one kind of was like unexpected, and it kind of lasted like a while. And I didn't really see it coming like that. But anyways, let's jump right into it. One day, it was rainy.
wait, does it fall into like stalker story or does it fall into just like crazy moment?
I kind of want to say stalker, but at the end, I want to hear what you think about it. And okay. You tell me what you would categorize it as.
Okay.
Categorize it. Categorize it.
Spell this categorize. This is what I want to see.
Ew, your patas.
They can see it in the camera.
Ew. Okay. So I used to get my nails done with a nail tech. Well, no shit. With a nail tech. I was getting my nails done. And this nail tech was like really close to me and Louie at the time. And she was just like, what happened for her? I'm all lost in my story. I'm like, doo-doo-doo.
You're all making it up right now. You're like, fuck, how can I make it juicy?
No. So she told me. She was like, babe, do you know this particular person? And then I was just, she showed me like a profile picture of a person. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no. And I was like, I have no idea who that is. Why? And she's like, oh, it's because she messaged me. I guess she messaged her and asked her for my phone number. Mm-hmm. But that she was like, I'm obviously not going to give away your information.
Yeah.
So I just kind of was like, no, sorry. Like, I'm not comfortable giving that information, but have a nice day. Mm-hmm. And that the girl was like, okay, sickening, whatever. And then one day I went back and I got my nails done another time. And she told me that as she was doing my nails, she messaged my nail girl and was like, hey, do you think you can tell her to like wait for a little bit and I'll go to you so I can like talk to her after.
Oh, because so you had just posted like in real time.
Yeah, I posted like that I was about to get my nails done.
Yeah.
And she messaged my nail tech and she was like, hey, can you tell her to like wait a little bit after so that I can go and talk to her? And that she was just like, and she told her, she's like, no, those pictures are from yesterday. Like, she's not here.
Oh,
but okay. She, like, lied to, like, protect me just yeah, in case. Because she was like, okay, that's weird. But we didn't really think anything about it. We were just like, okay, dude, that's, like, really weird. Mm-hmm. Whatever. We just moved on with our lives. And this was, like, in periods of, like, a month. Because I would get my nails done every, like, month. Yeah. So pasaba un mes, luego pasaba otro mes, another month. And then one day, randomly, I was leaving my house, the same house where I told you that the girls were selling dogs, the whole see. Travis story. I was leaving my house, and at the corner of my house, there was a little envelope. And there was a letter. It said, to Yuatsi. And then I was just like, the fuck? I was like, my mailbox is on the opposite side. Yeah. Why is this over here? And the paper was like wet. It was crusty. Oh, so it looked like it had been there for a few days. And oh, I sure. barely noticed it that random day because uh-huh. it was not where I usually walk through, but it was still part of the house.
Yeah.
So I grabbed it and I was like, the fuck? And I ended up reading the note and just saying like, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to tell you that I'm like such a big fan of you and like I love you and I wanted to like talk with you about certain things. Like there's conversations that I want to have with you and just like a really random note. And she
like not really saying what it was.
Yeah. But she gave me her. I remember her giving me her phone number and was like, please call me whenever you can.
Yeah.
And I was like, me. And I was like, who is this? And I was like, I'm not going to call you, babes.
Bro, because you don't even have like a face.
I didn't know nothing. And then I was like, let me look at my cameras to see if I can like see who it was. But this what weirded me out was that this person was smart enough to know where my cameras were. Because they left the note in a spot where my camera cut off.
That makes sense.
Nah. And that's why I'm like, oh my God, that's why they left the camera like in that little corner.
Yeah.
Or sorry, they left the note in that little corner because they weren't going to be able to be seen by my cameras.
Very much like, let me throw it right there.
But I was like, damn, who is this person? And like, how do they know where I live? Yeah. And like, I couldn't put a lot of things together and I got a little creeped out. And part of me wanted to message them to be like, yo, what's going on? And like, how do you know where I live? Mm-hmm. Those type of vibes. But then my nail girl, again, I didn't tell my nail girl nothing about this because I made no connections, blah, blah, blah. My nail girl messages me again and she was like, hey, remember that girl that asked for your info, that keeps asking me for your info, blah, 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 and that wants to see you? And I was like, yeah, what about it? She's like, she finally booked an appointment with me. I gave her the appointment and she got her nails done, but I guess she only got her nails done with my nail tech because she was trying to learn more information about me and get more info of me. And like, just like, where does she live? Like, who are her parents? Like, just asking so many things about me. And my nail tech was just like, why is she asking me so many questions about her?
But did she answer them?
No. Oh, that okay. She was just like, no, like, I, like, basically telling her, like, can we stop talking about her? Like, I'm not going to tell you anything about her.
Just very much like when you get your nails done, you know, Platica's going to come out.
Yeah. But she was trying to just make conversation about me. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I was like, wait, what's her name again? And I was like, well, first of all, I was like, did you say anything? She's like, no, babe. It's like, I would never say anything. Like, I got your back, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, wait, what's her name? And her name was the same name from the note. from the fucking, it was the same name. I don't even want to say the name because I'm so scared of her. I'm terrified of her. But it was the same name. And then I got like chills and like I immediately called my nail tech and I was like, dude, what does she look like? Because she left a note in my house. She knows where I live. And I was like, this is getting like creepy. Like, what does she want? And the weird thing was too that she wasn't messaging me on Instagram. It was just like through my nail tech or it was like through the little note, but it wasn't through.
Like, she didn't even try sending you a message. She like be like, let's just talk through the DMs.
Yeah. Like I don't, so I couldn't put a face to the girl till my nail tech showed me the profile and was like, this is the girl. But I was so weirded out, bro. And I was like, dude, what does this person want with me? Like, oh my God. So then this is where my nail tech came through. Cause I was literally like freaking out in the moment just cause I was like, is she like stalking me? Like what's going on?
Yeah.
And then my nail tech was like, no, babes, don't worry about it. Like, I'll figure it out. I'll figure something out to do, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, my nail tech sent her a message and was like, hey, I'm just letting you know. Like, she was so straight out.
I was going
to
say, I loved her.
I loved her. She was so straight out. She's like, I'm just letting you know that you're coming off weird. Like, stop asking about her. Like, leave her alone. Why are you going to her house and leaving her little notes? Like, you're fucking scaring her. And we're going to call the cops on you if you don't, like, cut the shit out. Like, she just straight out, like, called her and was like, I got you, babes. And she was just super straight out like, dude, leave her alone, you're being a fucking weirdo. Like, why are you going to her house? Like, that's her privacy, leave her alone. And the girl was just like, well, I'm not trying to be weird, but I just want to talk to her. And she was like, babes, like, you don't know her, you have nothing to talk to her about, like, goodbye, have a good day, that's it. And then I guess she was like, oh, okay, sorry, like, I won't bug her anymore, I won't go to her house anymore. Like, just like super plain Jane like that. And then I never heard anything from her again. Ew. Thank God. But like, dude, it was getting so weird. And like, I think it was just weird too that she went out of her way to like book an appointment with my nail tech to try and get like more info.
That's not even giving me like fan. Like, it's not giving me that like she followed you and like.
No, because I'm telling you, when I looked her up, you know how you can look it up and look at messages?
Yeah,
there was no messages. DMs.
That's what I'm saying. That's like.
Like, who are you? Like, how did you find, or like, I don't know.
Like, everything you just explained is giving me like very stalker. Like,
that's giving you especially stalker
vibes? Setting aside like who you are on social media. Like, that's giving me like what a stalker would do to find anybody's information.
Yeah.
Like, just say you weren't even on social media and you were just Yoatzy.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's like, ooh, like, I want to talk to, or I want to like get one-on-one with her.
Uh-huh.
And ew, the whole booking an appointment to like get more information is fucking, because I could see that happening. And that's really, because it's kind of smart. Like, who else than a nail tech who you know you spend so much time with?
Yes. And I was like, oh my God. And then I had other people in that same area that I would get services done with. Mm-hmm. So I remember just asking them like, hey, did anybody like bug you? And everybody was like, no, nobody's asked or anything. It was just that specific person to my nail tech. But I'm glad it was to my nail tech because my nail tech like shut it off real quick. She was like, bro, leave her the fuck alone.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, our nail tech back home when we were in Watsonville, she, like, I know some people are gonna be like, it definitely was her that gave out the information, but like, no, we went through a lot with
I trusted her. I trusted her everything. Too. And I feel like, no, she couldn't have ever done anything like that, because then why would she tell her off? And she showed me the messages, like, she showed me, she's like, look, babe, this is what I sent her, and I was like, perfect. It was definitely not her 100%, but I don't know how the fuck she figured out where I lived.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's really scary. The whole note thing.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. And like even weirder, more like eerie, the fact that she knew where my camera was at was like, I don't want to be seen, so let me drop it off in this little corner. Like she could have left it in my front porch, my mailbox, but no, she left it in the floor, like all random.
Yeah, because if she wanted you to see her, she could have just like been in the camera and like said hi, dropped it off or something.
Yeah, like hello.
That reminded me of another story that happened to me where I used to live here.
Uh-huh. Aquí, yeah, in LA.
Vibes. Uh-huh, when I lived here in LA. Oh, so there's, like, you guys have to, like, realize. Uh-huh. There's so many stories that cause us to overthink and to get anxious when things like this happen. Because I know I would love to say that for most people. Es, no es con mala intención. Like, right. It's all in good intentions. Like, if you just want a picture, which we totally mm-hmm. understand. But from our POV, we've been through some shit. And not even just with social media, just with, like, our everyday
real
lives.
Life, yeah.
That make us very anxious and, like, scared sometimes.
Yeah.
So, because I know some people could be like, ay, dramáticos. But it's like, no, like, in our personal life, too, we've gone through some shit that like.
Miedo.
Yeah, that you're just, like, you never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, once I was living here in LA once, there was. These two guys who I guess recognized me once. And one time I was like pulling up into my house and they were like, hey, and then like they came up to me super casual. Like, I watch you on like social media, like blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like a little nervous of somebody like just knowing where I lived, but they lived in the neighborhood. So they were like,
oh, so like, they had like seen you. And
yeah. Okay. So they finally came up to me. So I was like, oh, okay. Like they waited. Like I was just glad they didn't come to my house, knocked to be like, hey, what's up, Louis? Like it was just very like, oh, you're outside. We're outside. Like, hey, what's up? So I was like, oh, hey. And so they introduced themselves. I introduced myself back. And then super casual. So every time I would see them like here and there, I would just wave.
Oh,
so
just okay, like,
hey,
okay.
Whatever.
Saludándolos.
So everything was cute.
Okay.
And even this one time, I went to, like, my community pool where I used to live. Uh-huh. And I saw them there. Y otra vez me sacaron plática. And we just talked super casual.
Okay.
And, again, they said they knew me from social media. So, fast forward to maybe, like, a whole fucking year of me living there already. This one time, I wasn't home. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Yati and I have said this a million times. We have cameras all over our houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this one time, I wasn't home. And, I remember seeing my camera say, like, person. Like
person detected.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay. So it's those two guys.
They were knocking?
No. So first, they're on bikes, and they drive past my my house. So I was like, oh, okay, I ignored it.
Uh-huh.
And then they drive back. Like, they ride their bike back. And then they're chilling right in front of, like, my door. Just, like, like the chilling. Fuck? And next thing you know, one of them, like, walks up to my door. And they've never knocked on my house, you guys, ever. So I didn't think anything weird of it. But, like, I was just kind of like, I wonder why the fuck they're knocking at my door.
Uh-huh.
So as one of them is knocking on the door. So, oh, no, it was three of them. I'm fucking lying. It was three of them. So one of them was standing on the sidewalk on his bike, very much like lookout.
What the
The other one was sitting on my door, like walking up to the door.
Oh, the little stairs?
The stairs. He was sitting on there and the other one was knocking. So I was like, what the fuck? So I put my camera on, like, live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, watching. And I didn't want to speak through my camera because I didn't want them to know I wasn't home. So I was just, like, watching. Bitch, next thing you know, well, one of them, the same guy, knocks again. And then I'm like, why the fuck? Like, so I still to this point, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, why are they knocking at my house?
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, I see the guy who's knocking grab my door and go, like, like, try to open my fucking door. Like this. And I was like, immediately my heart.
Let me just get in real quick.
Yeah. Three fucking guys.
God.
My heart sinks to my ass. And I mean, I had already talked to them, but I don't give a fuck how many words we've exchanged. Do not try to open my fucking door.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God.
And luckily, all of us have always lived very close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up my dad. I was like, Dad, someone's trying to get into my house. So my dad like rushes over there. And as soon as like that one dude like tries to open the door, they're all just kind of like still like on watch. And then they like kind of start walking away. But I was like, Dad, someone was like outside. So my dad in chinga, he was probably like a minute away from my house. Maybe two.
Oh my goodness, dude.
So my dad pulls up and they leave. So when my dad's there, he's like, there's nobody here.
So, oh my God, they left.
Obviously my door was locked, so they weren't able to get in. But they left and my dad was like, wait, what the fuck? So I look at the camera again and I zoom in. So I could clearly see the guy like, because it's not a door handle, you guys, where you just like grab the knob and like open it. You have to like press with your thumb and then go
push
like,
it in.
So you could see that happening. So then my
dad. So he literally, when you zoomed it in, you see him.
And you can hear it because my door was a little like floja. So you could hear like.
Ew.
So then my dad is like, I'm going to go find them. So my dad's driving around the community. And then my dad finds him. And he's on the phone with me. So I hear it all happening. And I'm trying to remember word for word. But my dad was like, can I help you guys? And they were like, huh? Because I don't think they knew my dad. They were like, huh? They're like, can I help you guys? And then they're like, no. They're like, why'd you guys try opening my door? And I guess, I mean, it wasn't FaceTime, but from what my dad told me, I guess they all just kind of looked at each other like, and they were like, no, we didn't try opening the door.
Caught.
Yeah, and my dad was like, the door you guys just tried opening is my house. Why were you in there? They're like, oh, no, we were just like looking for a friend. And then, yeah, my dad was like, what friend? Like to see if they said my name. And they were like, no, it was just like a friend. He's like, well, don't try to open people's doors. And they're like, no, like we won't. But my dad said that they were like paniqueados vibes.
And the pendejos.
That they were just like very much like, who's going to answer? How do we answer? And what do we say?
Just pendejos.
And my dad was just like, don't be trying to open people's doors because like, I'm going to call the cops. And they were like, no, we're so sorry. Like, sorry, like you don't have to call the cops, like blah, blah. And they apologized. They were saying like, you don't have to call the cops. So then my dad just like left it at that and then stayed at my house for like a good while. But
that's so scary.
And after
imagine
that,
your door was open.
No, it would never be open.
No, pero like, no, say for whatever reason, like you're downstairs chilling that's and dejaste la puertita abierta for like a quick second. They're like, hello?
Well, no, I'm just thinking more like if I was home and I heard that, I would have freaked out.
Oh my God. Yeah, you would have gotten a heart attack.
But after that, I never saw them again. Like,
they left Earth or what?
I don't know. Like, they probably like went underground and were watching. Like, no, I never saw them again. And I'm glad because I feel like I would have said some shit.
That would have been so awkward if you saw them again.
Yeah, like knock on wood once again. But it was giving very much like they were trying to break into my house.
Because
it was three of them. Two of them were like on watch and like.
Yeah, the fact that they had like one like on little watch mode, like that says a lot.
Yeah, so. I mean, luckily my dad was there. And also the community that I lived in. Well, I mean, even the one that I live in now, it's we have like all those like fucking like neighborhood watch things. So like I feel safe in my neighborhood. I feel like if anything happens, somebody's going to fucking find out.
Yeah.
But that was just really weird because they were según like neighbors. So for it to be like another neighbor, I was just like, what the fuck? But I never know exactly where they live. But they're always like just driving around.
I think I know who it was. They were just like always around driving and shit.
But yeah, that one was really scary and it scared me more that they were like, oh, we watch on YouTube, like we love you. And then that happened.
And they're like, we're going to just come in because we know you.
Yeah. Like,
I always thought that was so weird. I think growing up when we lived in the Callejon in the little alley, we remember there was like two kids that would randomly come over and just come in.
Oh, I never thought about that. What if that's what they were fucking trying to do?
Like they just like, hello. And we'd be like, bitch.
It was kids that I would play with.
Yeah. Look, you guys, I don't know how you guys were raised. Because I think we're all raised differently.
That was definitely one of those moments I realized that.
But I think my parents raised us to never let yourself into anybody's home unless you knock. And they're like, hey, come in. We'll open the door for you. Mm-hmm. Like to this day, I can't just like open a door, like except my mom's house and your house, like if it's okay, but like a random person, I can't just be like, I'm here, like
But even that, like even my parents have never, and they have keys to all of our houses,
and they never do that.
My parents won't be like, hey, what's up?
I do it to my mom because it's my mom's house.
Like they'll text us like, hey, can we come in? Or like literally there's times where like I tell my dad to come over to do something really quick and I'm showering or something. And he knows, I told him he can come in. And he waits outside until I say, you can come in.
Yeah, my dad does that.
Always. Yeah. But
they're super respectful. And I feel like they taught us to be respectful like that with everybody's home. Casas ajenas. Because they're not your homes. You have to respect them. But growing up, there was these fucking kids that wanted to play with us. But instead of knocking, be like, can we play? They'd just come into our house.
I literally forgot about that. My mom would be like, you stay here. Yeah. And they'd be like, can you play? My mom's like, eso no está bien. And my mom literally
it
like
was so funny. You stick
it. It was crazy because remember we'd all be playing downstairs and they just open, hey. And we'd be like, what the fuck?
We'd be like, hello. And my dad be like, no, eso no se hace.
Like this is way before like you could text each other, like hang out.
Yeah, we were like kids, bro.
Yeah. And my mom like broke that habit of them because they'd always be like, hey, what's up? What's good? We're like, no. Bitch.
No, and I think one time my mom, now that you bring it up to one of the girls. She did it. My mom was like, no, cierre la puerta y toque.
Oh, see, I remember that. Yes. She was like, no, cierre y toque la puerta bien.
She made her do it like all over again. And then she like knocks and then she's like, okay, can I help you?
So let's hope that that's what they were trying to do. Because, yeah, I think I was always just, like, after that happened, I was always like, what the fuck did they want? Like, were they, did they think I was going to be, hey, what's up? Come in, you want food? Or, like, you know what I mean?
You want to hang out? Want to play PlayStation or what?
Yeah, let's hope that. Because they never gave me weird vibes. They were all really nice. So let's just hope that they thought they could come in. Just be, hey, Louie, like, let's hang out.
You got game?
Bitch. Yeah, they all wanted a Chile appointment.
Like, you know where we could find one? Was the app you use?
No. No, yeah, that was definitely, like, a very scary moment for me.
Okay, so I have a really weird one too.
What?
I just thought about it. So there was this guy that I remember, like, he, I think, looked up to me a lot. Mm-hmm. And he started being weird. And, like he was my friend at first. But then...
What?
I just... It's because I remember he was, like, such a good friend of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And then I just remembered out of nowhere, he started trying to be like me, trying to copy me. He started wearing wigs, bitch. Started doing his makeup. And
why are you staring at me so much, fucking stupid bitch?
And then all of a sudden, his fucking favorite color is purple.
Fuck
you. His name was Louis Castro.
No, as you were explaining, I was like, and I never met them.
I was trying so hard not to fucking laugh.
I was like, okay, when you said guy friend, I like narrowed it down to all your guy friends. And you're like, yeah, and then it got a little weird. And I was like, I don't remember when getting weird. And you started wearing makeup. I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Fuck you. And then you were all looking into my soul.
I was about to say, yeah, this happened when I was about like 11 years old. But I was like, if I say that, it's going to give it away right away.
You got a BBL after me. Fuck you.
Bitch, that was so funny.
Now I'm a little scared. I'm like, wait, maybe I am a stalker. You're all like naming all like the track record. I'm like,
oh shit, that's me.
My name's like Luazzi.
Luazzi.
I don't change it. The baddest Luazzi.
No, Yoawi.
Bitch, Yoawi. Fuck you.
Yoawi.
I was like, I don't remember this story. Okay. I have another one from Watsonville TikTok Doop. Okay, so this was when we lived obviously in the house before we moved out here.
Uh-huh.
So I remember there was this one time where there was already people coming to the house to like ask for pictures and stuff.
We don't live there anymore, so I'll make something motherfucking clear.
What?
Watsonville was such a small fucking town that everyone and their mom eventually found out where we lived.
Oh, guys. Everybody. That's
everyone
what I'm saying.
Everyone and their mom knew where we lived in Watsonville.
We had no privacy.
No, babe. Like, it was so bad.
I literally had people like I remember there was somebody who I met way down the line and was like, oh yeah, like they were like, not to be like weird, like, but I used to be like a big fan before like we were friends. They were like, and one of your mutuals at the time was like, oh, you want to see where Louis lives? Like, I can take you.
Bitch.
And I guess just drove them around the block, just like, oh, he lives right there. And like, that was it. And I was like, bitch, what the fuck? I was like, my own fucking friends at the time were taking tours
field
to
trips.
Like my house.
We would have people like waiting in front of us and we couldn't leave our house because there was people waiting and like fucking 10 people lined up outside waiting for us to leave our house.
And I was just like, bitch. And I think in Watson it was like a little crazier just because since it was a really small town.
Yeah.
Somebody knew somebody, so I feel like they thought it was like a welcome to be like, let me go to their house.
That shit was so funny.
But look, this one was really funny because there was a lot, but this one really stood out to me. So yeah, tenía tiempo that people would come to the house and stuff and like come knock and like, again, not to be fucked, but I just never felt comfortable with people coming to the house.
I don't think none of us did.
No, my parents at the time thought very differently. My parents were very much like, oh, that's cute. And I was like,
you're right.
I was like, no, mommy, because if you let one person, there's going to be like a
million. Le van a decir a su amigo.
And to this day, I always tell my mom, like, it was your fault.
Sí, cierto.
It got to a point where my mom was like, ay, chinga, madre. And I'm like, no, this was your fucking fault.
My mom would be like, no, sí, ahorita le hablo, pásate.
Yes.
My mommy.
So, and I would tell my mom, I was like, mom, don't do that because you don't know who's like coming or like what they want. I was like, and also like, it's about said into
like a habit
of people to do it. It was one time, bang, it was already where like my mom kind of like was already kind of catching on to like, okay, maybe I shouldn't like let people do this.
Yeah.
Y también mi mom, to this day, she loves having her ventanas abiertas. Like she loves
like
the natural
super
sun.
Open.
Everything.
Yes, you guys.
And this one time, we're all in the kitchen, and our kitchen was, like, right in front of this huge window at the front of our house. Like, anybody can see inside.
Yeah.
And I remember we're, like, all, like, eating or something. I don't know. We were all in the kitchen. No, it was just me, my dad, and my mom. We were, like, there. And my dad's like, ira, ira, ahí viene alguien. So I turn around and there's this dad with his daughter, but the dad had like this big old like vlogging camera on his shoulder.
Shit.
I literally thought I was about to get like an in-person interview at my house. And all I see is the guy has like a whole like fucking like handheld camera, like tripod on his shoulder. And this little girl like all happy, like coming. And
what?
I was like, so immediately like I dug down and I started crawling to go to my room. And I was like, oh, hell no. And then I was like, they're not coming to the house. And then like, first they stand outside and I'm like peeking through Andrea's room. And I'm
like, you do that to Andrea's window?
Yeah, like my parents were like in the living room, like so that I pretend that I wasn't there. And I'm like looking, and first the guy gets like a whole wide shot of the outside of our house.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
gosh,
what the fuck? And like, to me, that's scary.
That's scary.
So then
all
after
reality
that,
TV show.
The people come like knock, and they had obviously already seen that there was people in there.
Yeah.
So my mom, I guess she was gonna, she's like, should I open? I was like, mom, I'm not gonna take a picture of them. I was like, that's really scary. I was like, I don't want that. And she's like, well, should I open it just so you're not here? I was like, well, I mean, they already fucking saw us. So then this girl, I guess, so basically the dad had brought like his daughter to like come take a picture with me.
Happy birthday.
I'm watching through Andrea's fucking like little window. The little corner.
Yeah, I remember that corner. Just
and like, my mom opens the door and the guy's like vlogging her. I was like, hello. And he's like, when he was at the Luis. And I was like, bitch. Like, that's all I hear. And the daughter's like, yeah. Like all fucking
excited, I'm a ghost. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
It was like all museum. They had like tickets at like 2 p.m.
Our entrance said we could come in at 2 p.m. with a plus one.
No, literally. Mom was like, he's not here. They're like, no, no, stand. Mom was like, no. He's like, pero venimos desde no sé dónde. Like, they came from I don't know where.
Your all address was leaked?
I literally have no idea how they found out where they're, but they came from like I don't know where. Not purposely to like come find me, but I don't know if, I guess they had like family and shit, and they were just like, oh, we're gonna go to his house.
Oh.
But mom was like, well, he's not here right now. And he was like, okay, like, when's he gonna be home? Mom was like, I don't know.
We'll have a cookout till he gets back outside his yard.
Cause I literally told my mom, I was like, that's too much.
Yeah.
So then I ended up not getting like a picture with them, but they got my fucking mom in their vlog. I was like, there.
I was like, great.
Yeah. And I was just like, really, that one weirded me out hella, because I think just like the camera and then like vlogging outside of our house, like I was just like, oh my god, like this is too much.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got to a point where I literally told my mom, I was like, you cannot, like, don't even open the door anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, y'all, like I really don't want to seem fucked up, but like at that point it was already so many people.
It was pretty bad in Watsonville. It was really, really bad,
and it would scare me too. And like I told this to my parents, because I think my parents were also just like, they saw like it was all in good intentions. But I was like, Andrea's room is right there, my lobes.
Yeah.
Andrea's room was the first room that you would see, like, when you were going to come into, like, our door. And Andrea had, like, no privacy. Andrea also loved having her windows open and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, no. Because my room was, like, the one in the corner, like, far back. So nobody could ever see me. But I was just like, no, like, we can't, like, let people keep coming to the house. Like, we need privacy. And
the
like,
thing is that, like, a lot of you have good intentions, right?
Yes.
And we know that. We know that because we love you guys. And if you love us, that means that you must be like similar to us. You have good intentions. Pura gente buena. But the thing is that like, say you are a good person with good intentions, mm-hmm. but you share, oh my God, Louis lives in this address. You share it with your best friend. Your best friend shares it with
mm-hmm.
otro muchacho. Y ese muchacho tiene un amigo malo.
Yeah.
That guy's like, oh shit, they live there, they must have money, or they probably have this shit, I'm gonna go break in their house.
Yeah.
That's when it starts getting scary, because it's like, okay, you guys probably do have the best of intentions,
uh-huh.
but other people around you don't.
Yes.
And like, I think we've told you guys already that our home got broken into when we were little.
Yeah.
We were really, really little.
Like three times.
Yeah, our house got broken into. So I feel like we got really traumatized off of that.
Yeah.
So then we were just like, no, dude, because ¿qué tal si otra una persona mala finds out where we live? And then they break into our fucking home. And I mean, my kids are there too, because my mom would watch my kids. So it's just all about safety at the end. It's not like us being mamones or anything like that, because we fucking love you guys so much. It's literally just the fact that it's for safety reasons.
No, and I also feel like, I mean, those of, I don't know. Because like, to me, I feel like privacy is just something that's a common sense. But I feel like for some people, they don't fully like grasp that.
They don't fully understand, especially your home. Like, if you aren't aware of this, your home, everybody's home is like their peaceful, their sanctuary. That's like their no-no square. Like, you just don't go in there and you don't touch it. So you have to how you respect people, you respect their home and their area that they're in.
And I think Yoati and I, like, again, like she says, not to be like my mourners, and like, we want to just share these stories with y'all, because like now we can look back at them and like laugh, but in the moment it's really fucking scary. And I also think Yoati and I have done like a pretty good job of like showing that we love meeting you guys, because we do things that, like, you know, like we have no reason to do, like, our 100K dinner. Like, even, like, our managers, like, I had a call with them earlier today. They're like, how was your dinner? Like, I love that you guys did it. That was so cute. Yay. Like, that you guys took it upon yourself. Like, literally, there's no reason for us to do those things. But we love meeting
we
you,
love
guys.
You guys.
Like,
so much.
If we bump into you guys, like, out in the tienda or something, please feel free to come say hi. Yeah. Like, we're not going to be like, B, what the fuck? It's just the only time that, for me, I draw a line is, like, at my house.
Yeah,
like,
me
my
too.
House, my parents, or Yoatsi's, like, just anybody, like,
or, like, following us. For a long time in our car.
Yeah, like, that's really scary. But if you bump into us, and I'm sure there's been so many of y'all who have, y'all know that we would love to take a picture with you guys. And yeah, just like, I think it's more of like a boundary.
Yeah, just like, you know, boundaries. But like Louis said, we love meeting you guys. You guys make my day. You guys will tell us like the sweetest things. Mm-hmm. So if you see us around, come say hi. We're not goodbye.
Just don't get off in the freeway.
Yeah, because then we'll bite.
We both set up perfect. No, literally. No, yeah, I think it's also just for everyone's safety. Let's not do some crazy shiznit.
Dude, for real.
And I believe in manifestation.
What are we manifesting?
Well, no, it's because I remember this one time. I don't remember exactly what it was, but another girl did like something crazy. She was like, I had to just because I never was going to see you again. And I was like, no, don't say that. I was like, manifest it. No, because I always feel like I'm bound. Like, I run into, like, so many of my perras who I've already met, like, multiple times. Like, there's literally, I just took a picture with somebody yesterday. I was at the fucking grocery store. And they're like, oh, it's like our sixth picture. And I'm like, bitch, we don't even live next to each other. I don't know why the fuck they're in there. They're all stalking me. No, but I'm saying, like, I'm sure there's always going to be an opportunity for us to meet or take a picture or something.
Yeah, and when Pretty Not Smart goes on tour, we'll meet. Maybe in the future. Did you see that people were commenting that?
I saw that. That was really cute.
We're like, oh, we're not doing that.
We're like, never going to happen.
Now let us know if you guys want to see that. Maybe we'll think about it.
Yeah, no,
that would be cute.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with our
our stalkers.
I was going to say our scary. I was going to say our crazy stories.
Yeah.
I definitely have more. So if you guys would love to see another part two, let me know. And we would love to do that. But I just want to end off the video saying that we love and appreciate you guys. And if you guys see us out in public, please come say hi. And we'd love to take a picture. Just don't follow me home or I will block you.
Nah, just kidding. Too. But also, before we forget. What? Comment down below who you guys want to see on the podcast for guests, because it's been a while.
Season one's about to end.
Well, maybe we could surprise them with one good one at the end.
No.
Oh, okay, Louis said no. Sorry, babe. So I tried. Okay, all right, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.